You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I'm very angry.
It's a crabby Monday.
Whoa, babe, you seem crabby.
Why are you mad? Fix your face.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Leave me alone.
Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Some people say I sound crabby about the giraffe. I don't really care, but it's funny to me, the consumerism.
You gotta give a dollar to name it.
Yeah, it's funny to me. Yeah. So I'm not crabby about that. I don't care.
That's America.
It's America for you. But some people are crabby. We're going to let Jeremy go first because you were talking about something earlier, and I got to say, I agree with you.
It really got me. It usually doesn't affect me so much, but for some reason it did this weekend. Holiday weekend, a lot of family getting together, going out to dinner. Which we did, went out to eat, and we didn't go to like a low-end, more of a low-end restaurant, but yet we didn't go to Del Frisco's.
You were right in the middle.
We were sandwiched somewhere in the middle. It was a decent restaurant. Long wait, so we had to sit there for about half an hour to wait to get in, and my dad and I were just sitting there inspecting every person that walked through the front door. And here we are in, you know, like a dress shirt, khakis. The kids were dressed up in their Easter best. Reed had a little tie on and everything.
I saw the photo.
We looked pretty good, all right?
We're cute.
Everybody that was walking through the doors of this restaurant looked like complete and total slobs. Just filthy.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants were there, Dom. Ill-fitting pants. I mean, pants that were too tight, pants that were too loose. A lot of jeans and then tucked in t-shirts into the jeans. Guy had a tie-dye shirt on that was missing sleeves. He comes walking in. Weird leather jackets. One woman had a tube top on. You could see her gut. I'm like, come on. Have a little respect for yourself when you go out to eat and you're amongst the public. I mean, clean yourself up a little, for goodness sakes. It kind of ruined our little night out.
Oh, no.
It ruined Easter for us.
Oh, no.
Because people were so ugly. It was bad. I had never seen anything like that. I mean, it was bad.
You used to give me a hard time when I would complain about people wearing sweats and stuff like jeans and holy t-shirts to Del Frisco's.
Yeah.
You give me crap, but you're starting to come over to my side.
I so am.
But I'm with you.
Like, have a little respect for yourself.
It's all about dignity, Jeremy, and there's not enough.
There's not, man. My God.
All right, so.
So there's mine.
That's a good one. Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What could have possibly happened this weekend that made you just a little bit crabby?
I'm very angry.
It's a crabby Monday.
Whoa, babe, you seem crabby.
Why are you mad? Fix your face.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Leave me alone.
Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Crabby Monday. Something that either happened today or over the weekend that made you a little crabby. Now you can kind of look back and laugh a little bit. You don't mean to laugh at your hurt, your pain, but Kelly, what do you got for us?
Well, hi. I had a great weekend, but I ended up getting a ticket first thing this morning.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I know. Well, I was in an express lane that I thought my express toll covered, and it does not.
Oh, man.
So $100, I learned a lesson.
Oh
Kelly.
No.
What a day.
Well,
I know. No bueno.
How does that work, Chris, with a K? The express ticket thing, how can she be in one and it not be good? But
yeah,
how does that work?
There are separate express tolls for different tollways in the area. So my advice is to go to expresstoll.com. And check it out.
Fight
and
it.
And make sure.
I want you to fight
well,
it.
Yeah, you can fight
so you're
it.
Saying,
or you can pay your fine.
Like it,
or
if you've got like the E471, it won't work on the Boulder Turnpike, that kind of thing?
Yeah, they're different.
Yep. Fight it.
You know, Kelly, I might get busted with that one too because I might have assumed.
Yeah.
Wait, I just thought it said express. So I'm like, I got my express thing in my window. I thought I was good.
That's a pretty hefty fine, right, too. $100.
Even so, I'm a little surprised because even if you don't have an express toll pass and you go on the tollway,
yeah,
they'll just bill you. So I don't.
Right. Well, yeah, I think I was at one where it's like a two lane It's like, or two-person one.
Oh, yeah,
you're in an HOV lane.
Gosh, an HOV lane.
High occupancy. That's
there you go.
There it is, Kelly. Don't fight it now.
Don't fight it. Just go buy a mannequin and put it in the seat.
That's your bad. Yeah. A little blow-up doll.
Kelly, have a fun day.
Right.
Try your best.
You
okay, bye.
Oh.
Bye.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right. And then there's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So it's Crabby Monday. So what happened?
So Saturday, we decided it was going to be a nice day. We would take the top and the doors off the Jeep, and we had to drive to Sterling for Grandma's 89th birthday party.
Sure. How is Grandma doing, by the way?
She's doing pretty good for her age.
All right, good.
She's doing awesome.
All right.
Yeah. But with the wind and everything, it was so cold. We were wearing hoodies, beanies. We got sunburned on our face, on our hands. My donuts blew out of the Jeep. And we couldn't take the highway because of the new tires and new springs that he had just put on. So it took 4 hours to get up there instead of two.
Worst part of that story is losing those donuts.
No kidding.
I was really sad.
I couldn't hear anything you said after my donuts blew out of the Jeep.
Why don't you have those things tied down? Yeah. Put a bungee on them.
They were tucked behind the back seat. And I thought they were good, but they ended up on the car.
Lucky driver behind you, though.
I don't say tie them down. I say just eat them.
Thank you, God.
Don't transport them. Stephanie, hope you have a better day today.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. All right, here's Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Crabby Monday. What you got?
Yeah, so this happens every year on Easter, and we forget about it until it happens. You hide the eggs, hide the baskets, waiting for the kids to come down and get all excited, and it ends up being a big old fight over who finds what. And every year.
Oh, that sucks.
Just stop doing it, I guess.
I know. Well, you forget. And then my son, he always finds everything quicker than my daughter, and then she starts whining about it, and you got the bigger egg, and you need to stop, and yeah, it's just... Every year, it's the same thing, and you forget about it because you see all the ads, and you see the, you know, on TV, people are all happy, and the kids look wonderful, and it
is never that way.
It's just a bunch of tears.
Let me tell you what happened with my Easter, Tracy. We got back late Saturday night from going out to dinner and seeing the family and stuff, and, you know, Sunday's Easter, so... We put the kids to bed, and the Easter Bunny came by and dropped everything off for us to hide. And Dad had had a couple, let's say three Jack and Cokes. And so we proceeded to help the Easter Bunny out and hide everything. Mm-hmm. The next day, Dad couldn't remember. Dad is me. Couldn't remember where he had hit everything.
Uh-huh.
So I was just as surprised as the kids on Easter morning. Like, oh, my God. Where did that come from? You got that?
Oh, yes. Another hungover Easter.
That's right. So, Tracy, just have some Jack and Coke next Easter, all right?
That's what I needed.
It'll make it that much easier.
I hope you have a better Monday. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And another Crabby Monday.